Yeah, so like ARC and PLC, you know, our farmers really like how dairy margin coverage has functioned the past couple of years. We know that this was a sort of, the program was revamped in the 2018 Farm Bill. It was sort of out of the margin protection program from previously. Under dairy margin coverage, you know, there were a couple of changes made recently that we want to keep. Under Consolidated Appropriations Act, we switched to premium alfalfa costs. We want to make sure that is kept permanently. When we look at sort of margin offerings, we know recently there's sort of a cap on your category one margins at $9. We're hoping that farmers can buy up to $12. So that's something that we're looking at, adding more flexibility there. Looking at production history, originally when the dairy margin coverage program was established, farmers could only utilize 2011, 12, 13, the highest of their production history. So it's been about 10 years since then. So if any farmers experience changes in how big their herd is, they can't really change how they utilize the program to better reflect their operational characteristics. So sort of updating the program so it reacts better to how farmers are changing their operations is a priority as well. But in general, very happy with how dairy margin coverage has been functioning. It is a very effective program, and we know that farmers that utilize the program benefit well.